president says Sony made a mistake in pulling the film. Did you make a mistake?
No. I think actually the unfortunate part is in this instance the president, the press, and the public are mistaken as to what actually happened. We do not own movie theaters. We cannot determine whether or not a movie will be played in movie theaters. So, to sort of rehearse for a moment the sequence of events, we experienced the worst cyber attack in American history and persevered for 3.5 weeks under enormous stress and enormous difficulty, and all with the effort of trying to keep our business up and running and get this movie out into the public. When it came to the crucial moment, when a threat came out from what was called the GOP at the time, threatening audiences who would go to the movie theaters came to us one by one over the course of a very short period of time. We were completely surprised by it and announced that they would not carry the movie. At that point in time, we had no alternative but to not proceed with a theatrical release on the 25th of December. And that's all we did.
So you have not caved in your view?
We have not caved. We have not given in. We have persevered, and we have not backed down. We have always had every desire to have the American public see this movie.
You are well known as somebody who supported President Obama.
Yes.
Were you disappointed in what you heard today?
I would be fibbing to say I wasn't disappointed. I, you know, the president and I haven't spoken. I don't know exactly whether he understands the sequence of events that led up to the movies not being shown in the movie theaters. Therefore, I would disagree with the notion that it was a mistake. It's a generally held view by the public and the press that that's what happened, and maybe that's how that view was held by him. But knowing, as I do, the facts and how they've unfolded, we stood extremely firm in terms of making certain that this movie would appear in movie theaters.